At KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour, time for a look at the latest on the local scene. The latest on the Caldor fire just released a few moments ago, and we're very happy to report the fire now 68% contained. Did not grow much in acreage yesterday. It stands at 219,267 acres. Unfortunately, 782 homes were destroyed, 18 commercial properties. Now, poor overnight humidity recovery allowed some active fire behavior in some areas. And again, fuels continue to smolder and creep away from control lines. But crews continue to work today to shore up those lines. And as the weather warms today, they are expecting, again, a little bit of action with some southwest winds. But the good news is the temperatures are going to drop over the next few days, which will aid with firefighters and their efforts. As far as Highway 88 goes, Highway 88 still closed between Peddler Hill and the Highway 88-89 interchange, and the evacuations are still the same. Again, today line construction and mop-up will continue on the uncontained fire edges north of Caples Lake and south of the Tremor Peaks, as well as they'll be picking up some isolated hotspots throughout the Desolation Wilderness area. That's the latest on the CAL FIRE as of 7 a.m. this morning. Well, today is recall election day throughout California. All ballots sent by mail must be postmarked by today or taken to one of the various drop box locations throughout Amador County. Those wishing to vote in person can simply stop by the Amador County Administration Building Vote Center. The Vote Center will be open through 8 p.m. tonight. The drive-through drop box located in the rear parking lot at the County Administration Building is not open for this election due to construction. There is a drop box located outside in the front of the building by the flagpole and another inside the building. Secure ballot drop boxes are located at Pine Grove Market. Now that is accessible 24 hours a day, but it will close at 8 o'clock tonight. Young's Payless Market, they'll have their drop box open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Pokerville Market from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. tonight. Ion Plaza Market now through 6 p.m. and the Volcano Country Store 10 a.m. through 6 p.m. Now, these hours may not coincide with the hours of the store. These are the hours for the drop box. Now, how California will know the winner will likely depend on how close the results are. It's anticipated it'll take the larger municipalities longer to tabulate all the votes due to the higher populations, and some vote-by-mail ballots postmarked by today will also be arriving after today. And again, Kim Grady said as of yesterday at 5 o'clock, we had already received over 15,500 vote-by-mail ballots returned, which comes out to about 58.5%. And Kim said, if there is a 10% turnout of vote in person like there was in November, if that happens again today, there will be long lines and long waits. So don't wait till the last minute. If you're going to vote in person at the county building, get there early. And remember, there will be social distancing in effect as well.
Well, Calaveras High School's scheduled homecoming football game against Bradshaw Christian this coming Friday canceled due to positive COVID-19 tests. There'll be no varsity, no JV game. Now, as of Monday, weekly COVID-19 tests for all Calaveras County student athletes will be required, which means there's a likely possibility more games could be canceled on short notice. Calaveras has its scheduled bye week September 24th. Won't return to the gridiron until Motherlode League play begins October 1st against Argonaut. Calaveras only has two home league games, both contests during the school's fall break. Now, on Monday afternoon, it was decided all homecoming activities postponed till the week of October 18th through 22nd, when Calaveras is scheduled to take on Somerville on the road. The season will end for Calaveras High School October 22nd because Bret Hart could not field a varsity football team. Now, Calaveras only has 9 scheduled games. With Friday's cancellation, they'll only get to play 8 regular season games. Now, as we reported yesterday, with the 2021 fall sports season underway, Calaveras Health and Human Service Agency has changed the game. As of yesterday, all high school student-athletes, regardless of sport, will be tested weekly for COVID-19. The guidance will remain in place until further notice.
And the Jackson City Council took the next step in the process of extending Sutter Street at their meeting last night. The council approved moving forward with the design and environmental review for the extension of the street. The project will make Sutter Street the main east-west road corridor, taking traffic from Hoffman Street. After much review, debate, and public input, the council has decided on a traffic circle for the intersection of Hoffman and the newly extended Sutter Street. This phase of the project will cost $567,000 and leave the project shovel-ready, or ready to start construction. The council also approved last night $20,000 to further the city's efforts to clean up the city's Aura Diameter property. Several hundred acres on the northern edge of the city, the Aura Diameter property, has long been touted as a potential recreation and nature area. But the need to clean up contaminated soil on the property continues to stall any potential use.
Iowa Police Department asking for the public's help identifying the suspect caught on surveillance video taking items from parked vehicles. According to reports, early Monday morning, an unknown male seen entering unlocked vehicles in the city of Iowa. The suspect removed items from the vehicles, moved on to the next unlocked vehicle. Pictures taken from various security cameras in the area of the thefts posted on the KVGC and Ione PD Facebook pages. If you recognize or have any info about the pictured individual, contact the Ione Police Department. They're also looking for more videos or more witnesses. As a reminder, Ione Police encourages citizens, lock your vehicles when you're not using them. Crime prevention starts with you. Locking up belongings can prevent you from becoming a victim.
And due to the recent surge of COVID-19 cases in Calaveras County, the Board of Supervisors has once again implemented safety protocols starting today. The board will hold their scheduled meeting today, and at that time, the board and county employees will be following CDC and CDPH guidance by wearing face coverings and social distancing during the meeting. Members of the public who would like to attend the meeting in person are welcome to do so, so long as they do the same. Now, if you prefer to attend or participate in the meeting remotely, a Zoom link has been provided on the agenda. For more information, you can call the County Administrative Office at 754-6025.
And Jackson Gate Road, in the vicinity north of the Tailing Wheel Park, reduced to one-lane traffic control today. The lane closure in effect between 10 a.m. and noon. Please avoid the area as much as possible to reduce traffic congestion and delays for property owners and residents. Please obey all traffic control measures. Use alternate routes when possible. Again, the closure on Jackson Gate Road today in the vicinity of the Tailing Wheel Park from 10 to noon. If you have any questions or concerns, contact City of Jackson Inspector Michael Hooper at 223-1646.
And that, my friends, a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning, 14th day of the month of September. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.